Part 3. Conversations. Directions. On the compact disc, you will hear a conversation. In your test book, you will see 3 questions on each conversation and 4 possible answers. Choose the best answer to the question and fill in the corresponding oval on your answer sheet. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Did you go out last night? I called around 7, but there was no answer.
I guess I didn't hear the phone ringing because I had the TV on. I was watching a scary movie.
Too bad I missed you. I wanted to invite you to a party. I had a great time and didn't get home till after 2.
I couldn't have gone anyway. I went to sleep before 10 because I had to get up early for work today.
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Room 365 is large and overlooks the pool.
Actually, I'd prefer something quieter.
Then I'll put you in 517. It's smaller, but very quiet.
That sounds better. I'll go up now and get some rest before dinner.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Tan was in a traffic accident last night. His wife called this morning to tell us.
That's terrible. Is he all right?
Not really. He'll be out of the office a while, about a week in the hospital, I think, and then another 3 weeks at home.
I guess his boss already knows. Well, I know I'll have to take on most of his work while he's gone.
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Did you enjoy the museum tour this afternoon?
Yes, but the tour guide was in such a hurry we didn't see very many paintings.
Maybe you can go back on your own. You've got time. We aren't leaving the city until next weekend.
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
It's a great day for a drive. Sunny skies without a cloud in sight.
I know. It's wonderful after all that rain last week. I'm glad we didn't fly.
Me too. And we're making good time. We should get there by 6.
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Do you drive to work?
No, I take the train. I don't like to park in the city.
I always drive. I like having my car nearby in case I need it.
But where do you park all day? On the street? Or do you pay for parking?
I pay to use the garage downstairs. It costs $11 a day, but it's worth it.
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Is there a post office around here?
It's not too far. Go 2 stops on the bus, then cross the street, and there you are. You can't miss it.
I know where that one is. I hoped there was one closer that I could walk to.
Oh, it takes hardly any time to get there. It's just a 5-minute bus ride.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to our company. Let's go over some basic information. First, paychecks are issued every 2 weeks.
Yes, your assistant explained that to me. That's better than once a month.
Yes. Also, you'll get health insurance for yourself, but not your family, and life insurance. And you get 3 weeks vacation.
3 weeks? Fantastic. My manager didn't tell me about that.
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
I'd like to leave for the airport by 3 o'clock.
We'll arrive way too soon if we leave home then.
Yes, but we'll avoid heavy traffic, and it'll be worse today because of the rain.
Okay, but I really don't think you need to worry. We'll have more than enough time to get there if we leave that early.
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
No coffee for me, thanks. I'd prefer a cup of hot tea with lemon.
All right. I'll boil some water. I just baked a pie. Would you like a piece?
Oh, no, thank you. I had a big lunch and couldn't eat another bite.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll have one. I haven't eaten anything all day except a piece of toast at breakfast.